This goes to Scott Kastening, KASTNINGPAC, fax 989-842-1110. Regarding Randall, R-A-N like November, D like David, A-L-L, Stahl, S-T-A-H-L, date of birth 9/5/1947. Dear Scott, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Stahl with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, and coronary artery disease. His last visit was May 20th of this year. His weight has been stable. He's up about 5 pounds, actually, since his last visit, but it does go up and down, he reports. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight the isosorbide 30 milligram daily, lisinopril 2.5 milligram daily, also Plavix, pravastatin, terazosin, low-dose aspirin. Physical exam, weight 169 pounds, pulse is 56, and blood pressure is 98 over 66. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done November 11th, 2025. Creatinine is stable at 2.07, estimated GFR 32. Calcium 8.9, sodium 137. Potassium 5.0, carbon dioxide 23, albumin 3.7, phosphorus 2.6, hemoglobin is 12.4, normal white count, normal platelets, parathyroid hormone is 90.1, and urine to protein to creatinine ratio is 0.35. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue monitoring labs every 3 months. 2, history of coronary artery disease. 3, proteinuria. The patient does not tolerate a higher dose of lisinopril than 2.5 milligram daily due to symptomatic hypotension. So we will continue that current dose for the proteinuria. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.